Proclamation number 5045 of 21st of January, 1951. Seers and prophets. Strength of will and faith. It requires a special firmness of faith to face fellow human beings as a seer and prophet, for the earthly material world with all its representatives stands in such stark contrast to what is predicted by the prophets that this is rejected as fantasy and the prophet himself is ridiculed and mocked. And this attitude of worldly-minded people is also easily able to shake a seer and prophet if he is not firm in faith and again withdraws into silence in order to remain in contact with this world which has conveyed to him what is coming. The strength of faith of these mediators wakened by me between me and people must have such a convincing effect on fellow human beings that they believe everything to be possible, even the predicted event, because they believe their words. And therefore only people of strong will and faith can hold this office, who will not let themselves be shaken by threats when the going gets tough in the end. I will inform people beforehand, I will warn them and give them the opportunity to change their will. Therefore I must also have organs on earth through which I can speak to people and inform them of what is coming. Through them I want to announce the near end and the preceding great adversity, which is partly caused by nature and partly by humanity itself, which has become diabolical. I want to inform them of the reason and the effect. I want to help people in every way so that they come to the right realization and tackle Thessel's work. And therefore I make myself known to people through seers and prophets, for anyone of good will also know that they do not speak out of themselves but that I express myself through them. For they represent a completely different world than the one in which people feel comfortable. They preach my kingdom which is not of this world, and the words are my words with which I still want to draw people over into my camp before it is too late. It will certainly be difficult for my servants in the end time to remain strong and firm in faith, yet they are my representatives whom I also fill with my strength and give them the ability to stand firm in the face of the world. They also have to be strengthened from the spiritual kingdom because people in the end time are so far removed from me that they no longer accept anything spiritual and this attitude would deprive my servants of all security if they are not filled with the spirit and strength from me that they are knowledgeable and able to meet all opposition as far as possible. Anyone who listens to them and takes the words to heart will do well. For the end will come irrevocably and the adversity beforehand will give him the proof that they are not just words which flow from the mouths of seers and prophets. And the heart of the battle is against me, against faith and against all spiritual striving. The firmer will those stand whom I myself have chosen to proclaim the end, the great adversity and the day of judgment. Their faith will be strong and also still defeat individual people and snatch them from the power of darkness. But woe to those who do not listen to them, for their end will be terrible. Amen.